NPR's Larry Abramson has been trying to make sense of this proposed futures market, which, Larry, sounds like about the worst received idea in the Senate that we've heard about in a long time.
I think you could say it was badly packaged, Robert, as you would say in the PR world.
Let's open up the package now, and the program has been killed already, but assuming it actually had worked, what was it supposed to do?
Well, you know, there actually are a whole bunch of academics out there who spend their lives studying these kinds of markets, and it's actually not as uncommon to have markets on things that you haven't heard of before. You're familiar, of course, with markets in the future price of pork bellies or even of orange juice and things like that. Well, people have analyzed markets, say, in orange juice and said, you know, you can predict the weather if you watch the price, the futures price of orange juice. So if you take that and transfer it over to the likelihood of certain political events, there's a feeling that you might be able to glean a certain amount of information, not a prediction, but a certain amount of information over the likelihood of, say, will Hamas join the peace process in Israel, or will the Jordanian monarchy be overthrown during the war in Iraq? And that if you assign a value to the bets, to the wagers that people place, it gives them an incentive to use their best guesses.
And, I'll let that pass for the time being. But assuming that this actually happened, who would have placed the bets? Who could have done it? Anyone?
Well, that wasn't really specified, and that would make a really big difference. And I talked with one of the contractors who was trying to design this. He was upset that people hadn't come up with the specifics that he would have insisted on, namely that only experts in the Middle East would have been allowed to play in this game. In other words, maybe people from the State Department or from the Brookings Institution would have been able to say, I think there's this likelihood of this political event going on. So instead of having a whole bunch of people trying to make money, you would have experts who would say what they think is going to happen, and they wouldn't make money on it necessarily. They could be rewarded with, say, a couple $1,000 for their research grant.
But this market would, in effect, quantify expert opinion in that model. What is the Defense Department doing in futures trading? And would the Defense Department actually make money from this in some way?
No, they wouldn't. I think they were supposed to be the staging ground. They were supposed to be the incubator for this kind of idea. And remember, this is DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They're supposed to push the envelope. They came up with the Internet. They did research on advanced energy beams for missile defense. A lot of these ideas die because the technology doesn't work. Some of them, like the Internet, turn into things that nobody envisioned them ever being, but we're really great at. Some people say, well, this idea is going to die for another reason. No. It was just too out there.
But this wasn't a high-tech idea. This was just a cutting-edge idea, as they saw it.
That's true, although there is an information technology aspect to it, because it would have to be traded online, and you'd have to have a way of assigning values to all of these different commodities of information.
And the individual associated with this over at DARPA, or at least the head of DARPA, is Admiral Poindexter.
The lightning rod, you could say, for all of this, the person who everybody is following around to see what he's doing, to see which program they want to kill next, is John Poindexter, National Security Advisor under Ronald Reagan, who was indicted but then had his conviction overturned for lying to Congress. However, Congress does not have a warm place in their heart for him because of that. He was also, as you recall, head of the Total Information or Terror Information Awareness Project. And so he has been pushing DARPA into these areas that can predict terror and defense issues. And obviously he's pushed them beyond the envelope, but maybe over the edge this time.
From what we heard from those senators in David Wellner's piece, it sounds like the what little warmth there is for Admiral Poindexter didn't heat up at all today.
There are quite a few calls for his resignation.
Thank you. NPR's Larry Abramson talking with us about the proposal, today rescinded, for a futures market in predictions of terrorist events in the Middle East. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.